Goodbye to Oldsmobile. Goodbye to work and steady. You've forgotten how it feels.
Well, that was a whole lot of Detroit right there. Eric Koskinen got us started with this show's theme song, Detroit, Detroit, from his 2015 album Live at the Real Phonic Radio Hour. Next, we heard from several artists who grew up near each other on the Near East Side of Detroit in the 1940s and 50s. We started with Got a Job, the first recording by the Miracles featuring Smokey Robinson, released in 1958. After that, we heard from Smokey's childhood neighbor and lifelong friend, the Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin, with Respect, released in 1967 and featuring Aretha on piano, her sisters Emma and Carolyn doing backup vocals, and King Curtis on saxophone. Aretha turned a good Otis Redding song into a timeless classic of pride and self-assertion that still resonates today. The last track was Stevie Wonder's song about his Detroit childhood, I Wish, from the 1976 release Songs in the Key of Life. It was Ronnie White, the baritone member of the Miracles, who arranged an audition for 11-year-old Stevie Wonder with Motown's Berry Gordy. And the rest, as they say, is history. One of the great American jazz families was the Jones Brothers, Hank, Thad, and Elvin, who were born in Pontiac, Michigan, a small city just outside of Detroit. Although all three enjoyed highly successful musical careers, today we're going to focus on Elvin Jones, one of the truly great jazz drummers. We're going to hear Elvin playing first with Wayne Shorter, and then with another Detroit jazz legend, Joe Henderson.
Thank you. Support for KFAI comes from the Berlin Music Lounge, presenting the Cecil Alexander Trio, Thursday, March 26th. Guitarist Cecil Alexander, drummer Danny McGonigal, and bassist Rob Linton come together to present two sets of jazz originals and reinterpretations from the Great American Songbook. Cecil is known for his versatility as a guitarist, from complex bebop lines to rock-like synchronization. More information about the Cecil Alexander Trio is available at berlinmpls.com.
Support for KFAI comes from the Cedar Cultural Center. The Cedar and Drone Not Drones present Clarice Jensen and Chuck Johnson, Monday, March 23rd.
Veterans of the Cedar Drone Not Drone program, cellist Clarice Jensen and multi-instrumentalist Chuck Johnson, team up for this shared program.
Clarice will perform selections from her latest release, In Holiday Clothing, Out of the Great Darkness.
Chuck will be performing renditions of his new work, Quenya. They will perform separately and then collaborate together for a brand new composition.
More information about Clarice Jensen and Chuck Johnson is available at thecedar.org.
Support for KFAI comes from First Avenue, presenting the Band of Heathens at the Fine Line Thursday, March 19th.
From Austin, Texas, the Band of Heathens returns with their latest release, Countrysides.
Recorded in just over a week in their own studio, this new album channels the energy and spontaneity of the band's early years, now sharpened by deeper musicianship and more nuanced songwriting.
Their laid-back style incorporates rock, country, folk, and soul. Opening the show are the Ransom Brothers.
More information about the Band of Heathens at the Fine Line is available at first-avenue.com.
Support for KFAI comes from the Dakota, presenting John Oates and the Good Road Band live and in concert Friday, March 6th. John Oates is much, much more than half of Hall & Oates. He's also celebrating 25 years as a solo recording artist with his latest release, Oates. John Oates has moved on from standardized pop into music that pushes boundaries, incorporating experimentation from other cultures like Brazilian bossa nova and African American soul and blues. John Oates is creating more advanced soundscapes and delivering smooth songs for the modern world. More information about John Oates and the Good Road Band at the Dakota is available at dakotacooks.com.
And one more announcement. Don't forget that today is Twin Cities New Wave Day on KFAI 2. This is a 24-hour radio marathon and can be reached at www.kfai.org/FA2. You are listening to Tornado Drill. Today's episode is Motor City Melodies, celebrating the music of Detroit. In that last set, we heard a couple of tunes featuring the great Elvin Jones on drums. First was Night Dreamer from the 1964 album of the same name, with Wayne Shorter on sax, Lee Morgan on trumpet, McCoy Tyner on piano, and Reggie Workman on bass. That was followed by Short Story from the 1965 release In and Out, featuring Joe Henderson on sax, Kenny Dorham on trumpet, McCoy Tyner on piano, and Richard Davis on bass. This next set is going to start off with a performance recorded at the Grandy Ballroom, Detroit's version of San Francisco's Fillmore Theater. Built in 1928, the Grandy Ballroom was acquired in 1968 by a local DJ named Russ Gibb. Over the next several years, the Grandy Ballroom stage featured bands like the MC5, Psychedelic Stooges, Led Zeppelin, The Who, The Grateful Dead, and many, many others, including Big Brother and The Holding Company, who we'll hear from in this set. After that, we'll hear blues singer Alberta Adams, who began her career in the 1940s in clubs along Detroit's Hastings Street, singing alongside people like John Lee Hooker and Eddie Kirkland. We'll finish the set with Patti Smith, who lived for many years in Detroit with her husband, Fred Sonic Smith, of the MC5.
Like you are the only man. shine if it makes you feel good. What to do, what to do. Feeling so blue, just thinking of you. You told me one day we were through, we were through. Losing my mind, just messing around. Just where you could be, if you only knew what I'm going through. You'd hurry right home, can't you see, can't you see? Losing my mind, just messing around. But true, what people will do. They tell me these days, let him go, let him go. I could not, even if I tried, love him so much. Don't you know, don't you know. Losing my town. I'm trying to find a man for me, uptown and down, all over town. I wonder where he can be, he can be. Losing my mind, just messing around with the blues.
I was
All right. In that last set, we heard Peace of My Heart by Big Brother and the Holding Company, featuring Janis Joplin, recorded in 1968 and released in 2024 on the album Live at the Grandy Ballroom, Detroit. Next up was Alberta Adams with Messing Around with the Blues, recorded in 1953 and appearing on the album Women Blues Singers, 1928 to 1969. Lastly, we heard Patti Smith with People Have the Power, written with her husband Fred Smith and released in 1988 on the album Dream of Life. In the last 12 minutes or so today, we're going to hear from a Detroit area band you may have heard of called Question Mark and Mysterians, maybe the first garage band to hit it big with their song 96 Tears. And then the Parliaments with George Clinton singing I Want to Testify, recorded in Detroit in 1967. And then we're going to end today's show with a tribute to Detroit's WABX, one of the first free-form radio stations in the United States. From 1967 to about 1972, WABX allowed its DJs full freedom of expression, a tradition carried on today by KFAI. If you were listening to WABX in 1970, you might have heard an appropriately titled song, Fresh Air by Quicksilver Messenger Service. In case I don't come back, thanks for listening and stay tuned for Skate Town USA coming up after Tornado Drill.
Hear you cry now, all night long, 96 tears, yeah, come on now. just want to testify what your love has done for me. Hear me now. Ooh, ooh, luscious. You've been delicious to me. Bring it home now. I just want to testify what your love has done for me. Everybody sing.
Sweet every morning. Ooh, have
You are listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI, 90.3 FM, Minneapolis, St. Paul, and around the world at kfai.org. We are non-commercial community-powered radio, and Skate Town USA starts now.
You are listening